This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Global warming has moved from a looming problem to an imminent crisis, warns environmental writer Bill McKibben, and he says the international campaign to demand action rests on a simple three-digit number.
350 turns out to be the most important number in the world, even though nobody knew it even 18 or 20 months ago.
Of course, the important thing is what that number signifies.
Jim Hansen at NASA, our foremost climatologist, and his team published a study that said any value for carbon in the atmosphere greater than 350 parts per million is not compatible with the planet on which civilization developed or to which life on Earth is adapted. Now, that's strong language, and stronger still when you know that we're already well above it, at about 390 parts per million and rising 2 parts per million per year.
It seems that the 1 degree increase in the world's ocean temperatures has had a much more profound effect than was first thought, McKibben says. One of the dramatic indicators of this acceleration of climate change has been the highly visible and easily tracked loss of ice supplies at the poles and beyond.
We've probably already lost sea ice in the Arctic. The big danger now is that the huge mile-thick sheets of ice above Greenland and the West Antarctic will follow. They seem to be less stable than we'd assumed even a few years ago. It's one of the reasons that we have to move so quickly to moderate the rise in temperatures.
Even with dramatic immediate action, he warns, it's not clear that the environmental changes already underway can be halted, much less reversed.
We've got to stop putting more carbon into the atmosphere and very quickly. The best estimates are that we need to be off coal by about 2030 and sooner in the developed world, which is an enormous challenge. Half of our electricity comes from coal. If we do that, then the world's forests and oceans will suck some of that carbon back slowly out of the atmosphere.
This critical need for action by governments around the world will be the focus of a huge coordinated series of public demonstrations and other actions, all happening on October 24th.
There'll be climbers in the highest peaks in the Himalayas with banners. The president of the Maldive Islands is leading the world's largest underwater political demonstration, 350 scuba divers down off the coral reefs around his threatened country. There'll be huge demonstrations in big cities. There'll be thousands of churches ringing their bells 350 times, on and on and on and on and on. There's never been a campaign that sort of takes a scientific data point as its rallying cry, but it's wonderful to see it happening.
The intent of these actions, says McKibben, is not to win over the doubters who still question global warming, but to build support and momentum for significant action at the International Conference on Climate Change in Copenhagen later this winter. With that goal in mind, he says, there may still be a sliver of hope left for the survival of a habitable planet.
The name of the book that I wrote 20 years ago about all this was The Cheerful, The End of Nature. There are days when I'm a little gloomy about it. The best science indicates we have a narrow window left in which to do something, and we better do it now. So it's the most important challenge we've ever faced as a species, and I don't know whether we'll win this fight. I know we can change the odds some.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.